Well, hello there. First off, thank you for tuning in and for downloading this podcast. We here at Portland Community College are glad to have you on board for our journey exploring sustainability and environmental justice in higher education. If you have a good story to share or would just like to know more, please do pop on the web and go to pcc.edu/sustain. There you can find ways to connect or see what else we're up to. PCC was just ranked second overall in North America on the ASHE 2018 Sustainability Campus Index for Associate Colleges, and we're happy to share with you how we got here. Now that we've got this plug out of the way, we'll get into the episode. Thanks again for tuning in. From Portland Community College, this is PCC Sustain Me. I'm Joe Colhane, and my guest today is the Executive Director of the Northwest Earth Institute, David Masick.
Boom, boom, darkness falls.
Well, thank you for joining me, folks. Today on PCC Sustain Me, my guest David Masick and I will be talking about the 2018 Eco Challenge, which starts in just a couple weeks here in October, and also we're going to briefly discuss the launch of the new Gypsum website, both of which David had a very helping hand in bringing into our reality. Before we dive into our talk, I would like to take a moment now to acknowledge that this program is being recorded on the traditional village sites of the Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Bands of the Chinook, Tualatin Kalapuya, Molalla, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia River. Multnomah is a band of Chinooks that lived in this area. We thank the descendants of these tribes for being the original stewards and protectors of these lands since time immemorial. We also acknowledge that Portland, Oregon has the 9th largest urban Native American population in the U.S., with over 380 federally recognized tribes represented in the urban Portland metropolitan area. We also acknowledge the systemic policies of genocide, relocation, and assimilation that still impact many indigenous Native American families today. We are honored by the collective work of many Native nations, leaders, and families who are demonstrating resilience, resistance, revitalization, healing, and creativity. We are honored to be guests upon these lands. Thank you, and thanks also to our colleagues at the Portland State University Indigenous Nations Studies Program for crafting this acknowledgement. So, I've been fortunate enough to have collaborated with David a bit here in the last couple of months, and it is refreshing to see that the work being done here at PCC when it comes to sustainability is really connected into a lot of the regional actions going on. And I suppose that is a quite natural progression in this movement, as we individually and collectively work towards a more sustainable future. The two ways specifically that David and the Northwest Earth Institute are connected to PCC presently is through the upcoming Eco Challenge and then the launch of the new Gypsum website as well. Gypsum has been an extremely beneficial resource for the region when it comes to access to information, events, job openings, and ways to get more involved with sustainability in the greater Portland area and beyond. And this new website is going to improve that, and quite frankly, David does an excellent job of describing how, and also what's so cool about the Eco Challenge, too. So, I'll go ahead and get into our talk, and you'll see what I mean. Thank you, David Masick, for joining me in this basement of the building. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but do you mind just sharing where we're located right now, because I'm super intrigued by this building and all the cool things going on in it?
Sure. So we are in the Olympic Mills building, which is inner southeast. This space is kind of reclaimed creative space. It's got a lot of interesting architecture that if you're in the neighborhood, it's 2nd and Washington. It's always fun to stop in and check it out, and a lot of great businesses in here. And there's also a great restaurant, Olympic Provisions.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then the train, you get to get the lovely train every once in a while. We might even be graced with it at some point.
That's our moment of mindfulness. Whenever we'll have a nice mindful pause, because there's really no use trying to talk over it.
Awesome, right? That's very true. Okay, well, today I wanted to talk about a couple things, primarily the Eco Challenge coming up. So let's just dive into that really quick and touch on that. It's 2012? No, 2010 was the first.
Yeah, this is our 10th year.
2010, so 10th year.
Of running Eco Challenges. And the last 2 years, there's been a pretty dramatic change in how we use the platform. And first, I should just say what it is for anybody that isn't aware of it. So Eco Challenge is an online platform, and it provides an easy way for people to learn about and take measurable action on the environmental and social issues that they care about. So you might hear of this term in technology called gamification. So what we've done is gamified the way to take sustainability action so that you're incentivized by, you know, participating in this fun competition. You can ask your friends to join your team, your colleagues, and you receive points for taking actions, and then you get to see your impact add up. So every action that you take is tied to specific impact outcomes, whether it's, you know, pounds of carbon saved, gallons of water conserved, or things just as like meeting a neighbor. You know, all of that is calculated, and you get to see over time as you participate and take action how that impact adds up for you, your team, and then the entire event.
That's cool. I did it last year, and I think a couple years ago as well. Just last year through PCC, in my class with Kim Smith, she had our whole class do the challenge. But I had just happened upon it a couple years ago as well, and did it, and it was great. But it used to be what, 10 days or so? It
used to be 14 days.
So 2 weeks. But now it's going to be 21.
21 days. We started that this spring when we ran our first Drawdown Eco Challenge. And we really, looking at the research, a lot of that supports our program design for Eco Challenge. You know, you see a lot around 21 days helping support the establishment of a new habit. So we really opened it up to support that, as well as just every school, every business, you know, have different engagement strategies to get people on the platform. So we kind of extended it to just provide a little bit of a cushion to. For people to join. So if you're listening to this, or you found out in, you know, the first week of October or the second week of October, there's still time to join and try some new things.
That's cool. Maybe if you don't mind, just talk about the Drawdown Challenge for a moment.
Sure.
That was cool. That, you know, Paul Hawkins edited a big book, Project Drawdown, and then making that into another gamified opportunity for people to engage. I know it was a success from NWEI's perspective.
So we had over 7,000 people from over 60 countries participate in the April Drawdown Eco Challenge. And so Drawdown, the book, which if you haven't got it, I highly recommend it. They, over many years, with hundreds of researchers across the world, mapped and modeled the top 100 solutions for reversing global warming. And it's really the first of its kind, which is surprising that here we are decades into finding a response, that they actually took the time to look at what's the available technologies that we have out there, you know, what's the cost of scaling them up, and then what's the economic and especially the environmental return on doing that. And so now they have this living model that they can update over time, and they will continue to, and actually regionalize it in different places, because what a solution might be in Portland might be different than what a solution would, you know, a priority of solutions would be in Boston. So so we partnered with them to bring those solutions to life so that individuals and groups could find actions under those solutions. And so we'll be running that again next April as well.
Do you know of any other game like that, like a Engage platform that anyone else was doing?
There are ones out there. The one thing that sets us apart, two things probably. One is that we're a nonprofit. A lot of the tools out there that are related to ours are more for-profit ventures that are mobile apps. That's great and they're useful, but we feel as a nonprofit we have a special place of how we can forge community partnerships to create this big collective impact. I haven't seen that really happen in those other tools. And then the other thing is that the eco challenge and all the, you know, the whole, any eco challenge event that you see, it has a time duration to it. And we feel that that's a good way for people to step in, you know, say, yeah, I can join this for 3 weeks and try this out. And hopefully, you know, they sustain a new behavior, but also they're having an experience that's going to carry them forth into other, you know, actions that they take in life. And there's, so there's kind of this long-term culture change that can happen. And a lot of apps, and hopefully there will be one soon enough that becomes sort of the Facebook of sustainability, but that's where all of those are trying to address, and none of them are really scaled up to that level. There's been, you know, this initial burst of participation, and then it kind of peters out over time. So we feel like this event model is, we can have people come for 3 weeks, and it's kind of extended a little bit because of the engagement phase, but have tens of thousands of people participate, and then we'll have this, you know, nice time where now they're going out in the world, and then we'll see them again in April. So that's kind of our big, at the annual calendar, we are providing these big global events every 6 months.
That's great. I'm curious, and I hadn't even thought about this really before, and maybe it's on your website and I just overlooked it, but is there a youth component at all? Or, like, I can't recall from the app itself, and like, is there an age that typically people start at, or have you thought about introducing a more elementary school, middle school age engagement program similar to it? I mean, there's so fewer opportunities outside of the house, right? Because they don't have a car, they don't do a lot of the things, but the behavior changes and habit forming at that age seems like it would be a really crucial step for us to not have to wait till we're 18 or 20 to try and undo and unwind a bunch of things too.
Yeah, the youngest that we've had for participation is at the middle school level, where below that there's a whole different approach to learning that we don't have the resources to provide. But I was just talking in the office this morning where every year, and it'll probably be next Friday because it's always on a Friday, there's a middle school in New Jersey, Delran Middle School, and every year their entire school population participates. So 300 students across like 10 classrooms will join. And so we do have middle school participation. We have a lot of high schools that participate. In Portland, there are several high schools that participated last year. And then Drawdown Eco Challenge in the spring, the winner of across over 700 teams was actually Asheville, a high school out of North Carolina, that had over 500 students participate. So more than half of their student body participated, and it was just amazing to see. So yeah, it has been, you know, as we present it right now, it works for that age level. And then we've also if you find out about Eco Challenge after October Eco Challenge is over, we also have a campus Eco Challenge that runs throughout the academic year. And that's a little different because it gives the team the ability to set their challenge period. So if you want to do it for a month or a semester, so a lot of faculty will use that to engage their students.
Cool. I have some broad figures here. So 2017, there's over 12,000 participants, which is a reasonably large number, 83 countries, and 2,100 cities. Was that the highest engagement to date so far?
Yeah, we've kind of, in the last 3 years, we've been on quite a kind of hockey stick of growth. And a lot of that is because of the, I would say all of that is because of the redesign of the platform 2 years ago. So prior to that, we were engaged, our most amount were, was 4,000 participants in one event. But now across all our events this year, we'll probably be engaging around 40,000 people. So we saw about that 10 times growth in just 2 years. So yeah, and there's plenty of room to grow more because it's really leveraging technology, which the amount of server support and things like that to support, you know, double, triple the amount is really incremental compared to, you know, what kind of growth it can support. So,
that's cool. I suppose that's a fine transition to talk about the Greater Portland Sustainability Education Network, which we will be from this point on saying GPSN because that is a mouthful.
Yes.
So many acronyms. I love it. I mean, they're necessary, right? But GPSN, you are a board member and helped basically spearhead the redesign of the website.
Yeah.
And then that and the Eco Challenge are having a launch party in just a week, basically from today or tomorrow, or yesterday rather, so the 20th. Is that math right? Yeah. Thursday the 20th, there's going to be a launch to get people excited about the Eco Challenge coming up. And then this redesign of the platform website of GPSN. And you were just talking about technology, the enhancement of, and using that to celebrate, engage, get people into the sustainability framework of thinking. So do you mind just talking a little bit about that?
Sure. So a little background on GPSN. It was actually founded by Kim Smith, who's a longtime faculty member of PCC. And so it was founded 6 years ago, and it is a designated regional center of expertise for under the United Nations universities. So we have this regional engagement with a global lens through it, and a lot of it's rooted in the Sustainable Development Goals. So we provide this really unique resource for the region, and we're part of a network of, I think there's over 160 RCEs across the world. So GPSN, over the last 6 years, we've done a number of different projects and programs. One of the biggest was the Sustainability Symposium that we had at PCC in the, what campus would it have been? The Sylvania campus. Mm-hmm. A year and a half ago, and that was just an amazing event. And so what we've realized as an organization is we've been really serving the region for several years now, and you know, our websites have expiration dates on them, and our website was getting a little bit, you know, it just wasn't supporting us as much anymore, and we really outgrew it. And we realized that one of the biggest resources we provide is a newsletter twice a month that really organizes all the opportunities around sustainability or education in the region and beyond. So we provide classes and workshops, grant opportunities, job opportunities, different new resources and publications that come out. So all that curate under these newsletters. And so we really felt like if we could create a new website that really supported that well, that would just, you know, provide even more value. So the new GPSN.org, which is launched now, so if you go there, that's GPSEN.org, you'll see hopefully a pretty impressive new website. The heart of it is what we're calling the regional hub, and you'll see that there is a calendar that sources events from organizations across the region. There's a resources, and then there's news. So those are regional and even international news around sustainability. And so we're going to continue to be supporting that over time. And, you know, you can go there anytime and you'll find that there are, you know, probably hundreds of opportunities on there. And you can submit your own if you're connected to a student group or a nonprofit in the region that has an event coming up. There's an easy submission form that you can send in and it'll go to us and we'll approve and it'll be right up there. So we're hoping that this new website will be a great new resource for the greater Portland region.
It is. That newsletter is so valuable, it's kind of hard to even like give,
you know, like new students or someone moves to town and they're looking for a job. I right away in there, if you're interested in sustainability, I say join the newsletter because you're going to get all these opportunities, you know, twice a month.
Yeah, I excuse me, I have joined the planning committee too, and just wanted to plug that the symposium is formulating. We're just locking in the location now, but early winter of 2019, it's going to happen. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Yeah.
And the College Network is another great resource for all school participants in the greater Portland area because, I've really gotten a lot out of the networking and experience working with all the students from all the different PSU and Reed and Lewis and Clark and all that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then that connects with all the other RCEs, College Networks as well. Atlanta just started theirs, and we're working on kind of having the network of just the College Networks, a network of networks, you know, improve as well. And I think what you've done with the website is also going to just, I don't know, it just it looks more legit. It makes it all, you know, it just really gives it that like sense of like, oh yeah, this is a purposeful thing and clear, easy to navigate. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think what's at the heart of Gypsum, what's the heart of Eco Challenge, and what needs to be at the heart of sustainability movement is this collaboration first approach. We are very far from being in competition with each other. You know, these are when we talk about solutions to environmental problems. They require everybody on board, and we're continuously learning around how to make the solutions better. You know, we have technology that evolves very fast. You know, how can we bring that into sustainability movement? And so this idea of collaboration and intersectionality is really what's gonna take us into this next phase of responding to the needs of the planet and our communities.
Well, that's a pretty sweet place to wind things up. Is there any last thing you can think of that you might want to share with listeners?
Just an invitation to reach out to us if you have questions or feedback, you know, on the Gypsum website. There's a contact form there with all the information. We'd be delighted to hear your thoughts on that. And then also on Eco Challenge, you know, please sign up, join the PCC Eco Panthers team. You'll probably see it on flyers across campus, so please join that. Or if you are inspired and you want to start your own team, maybe for your housemates or another community group that you're connected to, you can take the initiative and become a team captain. And yeah, same thing there. If you have feedback, please let us know, or questions. We'd be happy to speak with you.
Fantastic. Thanks for sitting down in your cozy little basement space of this building. And we didn't get the train, unfortunately. We missed out on that singing us out here. But yeah, stay tuned. Our big launch party, for those of you listening in this coming week, is Thursday the 20th. 5 p.m. Basecamp Brewery. We'll have the Gypsum and Eco Challenge celebration, website launch, and Eco Challenge starts October 3rd?
Yeah, October 3rd through the 24th.
3rd through the 24th. All right, well, thanks, David.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
That was a pleasure. And it would be a pleasure to have you check out and maybe even take on the 2018 Eco Challenge with the thousands of other people around the world looking to be a part of the solution. By creating these better habits and practices, it will help make your individual choices become a part of the collective actions we need these days. You can register to join at ecochallenge.org. And even if you don't happen to live here in the glorious Pacific Northwest, it is certainly worth a few minutes of your time to explore the updated website David has helped create for Gypsen, which you can check out at gpsen.org. And it's also worth noting that Kim Smith's name came up a few times, and it makes sense because she has helped bring Gypsen into reality back in 2012 and has done a lot of great work here at PCC as an instructor for a couple of decades now. I've already sat down with her once and decided I'll need to do so one more time before I can feel confident about sharing some of her awesome stories from her sustainable pursuits. And a big thanks to my guest on the show, David Masick, the executive director of the Northwest Earth Institute and an active and engaged board member for Gypsen as well. Perhaps down the road, he can share a bit about his adventures in sustainability too, including the time he collected all of his waste for 3 months straight, along with his global travels learning and gathering knowledge, wisdom, and all sorts of cool things about how to live in a more mindful way on this planet. PCC Sustain Me is part of Portland Community College's Sustainability Department. Our lovely intro and outro music are by my darling wife, Rachel Robinson, and this episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, Joe Colhane. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you in advance for taking on the 2018 Eco Challenge 2. And last, but certainly not least, in this strange, often troubling time we live in, with environmental disasters happening more frequently, climate change taking its toll on coastal regions, and while the precious natural resources like clean air, water, and arable soil become more scarce, I truly do think it very important to find a path moving forward where we humans collaborate, work together, find harmony and peace. And by all means, may we love them all, folks. Every last one.